Need the perfect commercial created for local or national radio? Then look no further than FantasticVoiceovers.com. That's FantasticVoiceovers.com.
It's the Danger Zone. And we're
watching through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war
NBC
on corruption.
Severing all its business ties with Trump in the last hour, Brooke. And this is because there have been calls for days from Hispanic leaders saying, how can you be in business with this man if he is calling Mexican immigrants rapists and killers?
Billionaire and presidential candidate Donald Trump has been lambasted by NBC and Univision for these comments.
The U.S. has become a dumping ground for everybody else's problems.
True.
When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best.
True.
They're not sending you. They're not sending you. They're sending people that have lots of problems.
True.
And they're bringing those problems with us. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists, and some, I assume, are good people. But I speak to border guards, and they tell us what we're getting. And it only makes common sense. It's coming from all over South and Latin America, and it's coming probably from the Middle East. But we don't know, because we have no protection, and we have no competence. We don't know what's happening. And it's got to stop, and it's got to stop fast. Islamic terrorism is eating up large portions of the Middle East. They become rich. I'm in competition with them. They just built a hotel in Syria. Can you believe this? They built a hotel. When I have to build a hotel, I pay interest. They don't have to pay interest because they took the oil that when we left Iraq, I said we should have taken. So now ISIS has the oil.
Donald Trump is now second in the New Hampshire and Iowa polls among likely caucus goers and is standing by his misrepresented comments on immigration, rape, and crime.
And now with my statements on immigration, which happen to be correct, they are going to take a different stance, and that's okay.
Misrepresented comments, which are unfortunately true.
Thomas didn't find the man he was looking for, but something far worse. Thomas says he found 47-year-old Martin Vasquez in the act of raping a 6-year-old girl. Officers say neighbors told them that several of the neighborhood children play in Vasquez's backyard.
Spokeswoman for the Davidson County Sheriff's Office said USADA was in this country illegally.
Gurao Aguilar faces three counts of aggravated sexual battery of a person under the age of 13. Jacobo Gurao faces one count of rape of a person under the age of 13.
Police believe 19-year-old Sergio Perez, an illegal immigrant, attacked the woman in her home Sunday.
418 children were raped by illegals in the state of North Carolina in the month of August 2014 alone.
Another drug investigation led to a shootout that left a deputy wounded and a police informant dead.
It all started with this big rig filled with marijuana.
Well, you mentioned the 18-wheeler. We had 300 pounds of marijuana or more, and obviously a homicide, all in front of an entrance to a quiet neighborhood.
The Pinal County Sheriff asking President Obama to send troops. Sheriff Paul Babiou says Mexican drug cartels now control parts of Arizona all the way up to Metro Phoenix.
Drug cartels control this area. And this is unacceptable. And local law enforcement cannot handle and stop this on our own.
This latest move details that not only does NBC reinstate known liars like Brian Williams, they are also in the big business of controlling the narrative, whether or not American lives are in grave danger. And it just goes to show how far Americans will be diverted from a hardcore reality in the name of supposed political correctness. An insouciant generation will inherit a country on track to go down harder than Greece, where our immigration policies allow thousands of foreign felons to be released onto the streets of America, while an epidemic of child rape goes largely ignored in their own backyards.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You don't want the truth because deep down in places you don't talk about at parties, you want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. We use words like honor, code, loyalty. We use these words as the backbone of a life spent defending something. You use them as a punchline.
John Bound for InfoWars.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So Mark and his wife came over to see my wife and me, and he began talking about the 4th of July, Independence Day, you know. And he said Guns80.com's having a really awesome special for the 4th of July. Celebrate your independence with the pistols now. The pistol kit's $4.99. That's right, $4.99. And the Hillary special is backed by popular demand. You remember? 230 round mags, all that. Guns80.com. Guns80.com. Go. Guns80.com. Now. Go now.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we're live. Thank you so much for joining us on this Sunday, already the 5th day of July, 2015, Global Broadcast. I am your host, Alex Jones. We'll be here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. We're back weekdays, of course, live, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, and re-aired many on many of these same stations. There are a lot of obviously important news items to go over today, but the first one is in projections, and with most of the votes now counted and cast, Greece has voted not to go along with the fourth round of austerity measures that we've seen since 2008 with the island nation. The private central banks are announcing they're going to start basically just taking the money out of citizens' bank accounts directly. So this is global government with private banks that control the European Union, not even needing the front of the rubber stamp government, but directly doing it themselves. Greeks are only allowed 20 euros, or about $22, a day out of their bank accounts. It doesn't matter if you have a billion euros or 10,000 euros or 500 euros or 14 euros in your bank account. You're only allowed to get 22 out, and they are basically threatening to shut down tourism to the country and engage in economic blockades. There's two different sides to this, and both sides really get it wrong. Some say the Greeks are a bunch of lazy socialists who have too big of pension funds and only work 3-4 days a week, and that they need austerity and they need to pay back their debts. And then others say, no, it's all the big central banks. They're the bad guys. They're just looting the country, and Greece deserves to default on this. The truth is in between that. The big private six global banks are predatory, do promote a culture of overspending, do finance all over the world from the U.S. to Greece, the election. They finance the election of politicians that will put countries into debt. But it's true that the Greek people in the last 50 years have taken the bait and gotten into this. They're not as lazy in general as the media says. When you drill down to the actual numbers, they work pretty darn hard. But at the same time, some of their governmental pensions are too large. But what the big banks do is they hold countries hostage to the governing class and to them by saying, you either go along with all the new taxes and regulations we want to put in place, or everyone's going to lose your pension funds. You're going to lose your currency itself. Your society's going to collapse. Now, Greece's big problem is the globalists win either way until their entire paradigm is overthrown. You see, we've watched the IMF and World Bank, which are just global arms of the private Federal Reserve. We've watched them in countless African, Latin American, Asian, and other European and Eastern European countries, and Russia for that matter. We've watched them go in and leverage up taxes and regulations to an outrageous level that everybody knows will bankrupt the economy, so people default. Then the international financial system that's predatory pulls out and the country completely collapses. And then a few years later, those same interests come in buying everything up for pennies on the dollar. All of Europe is bankrupt. The United States is bankrupt. It's not just Puerto Rico that is bankrupt here in the United States, but California, Illinois, Michigan. And this is not debated, by the way. Depending on how you look at the numbers, the average American, when they're born, owes between $1 million and $2 million, whether you're looking at unfunded mandates, actual debt, or the derivatives we've been signed on to that aren't ours. And that's really the biggest issue in this whole constellation, this whole table of factoids, is that a little country called Iceland, 5 years ago, and I had members of their parliament on, 400,000 people live in the country, extremely first world, high education, high work ethic, bunch of Vikings, produce a lot of the seafood that's on your table here in the United States. And they went from being this incredibly prosperous country overnight to being told that all of them collectively owed a little over 400,000 pounds because they were pegged to the British, pegged to the UK, somewhat. And we followed all this in great detail at the time. And so they began to investigate, and then they found out that most of that debt wasn't theirs, that they'd been signed on to derivatives that the UK had created, and that their government had agreed to basically back and to basically bail out. And when they arrested their finance minister and other people and actually got into the documents, because it was all secret, like the TPP and NAFTA and GATT and all the rest of it, when they finally got into the documents, 93%, you can pull those headlines up, 93% of the debt wasn't even theirs. And they said, you know what, we'll pay the 7% back. So instead of 400,000 pounds, do the math, it was a lot less, and they were even able to cut taxes. And guess what? More money came in to their coffers within a year, because when you cut taxes massively, it always, in a large economy, increases the actual money coming in because the economy speeds up. But the globalists want a consolidated economy. And so they rejected paying the $5 billion debt that was not theirs. And England and the UK had headlines, Icelanders being listed as terrorists for a nation not paying debt. British Airways to not allow Icelanders to use their airline. Well, they said, fine, go ahead and do that, and they had to back off. So similar things are now happening to the Greeks. We don't know what percentage they actually owe. Most economists think it's upwards of 90% isn't their debt. We know it's 91% in Ireland. That number's come out. Remember how Ireland 10 years ago was this big boom country, and then they signed onto the euro, and a few years later were bankrupt? This is done over and over again by the IMF and World Bank. There are African countries like Nigeria, look it up, that borrowed back in the 60s $3 billion. And on that $3 billion, last time I checked, they paid $100 billion in debt service to the IMF and World Bank. I mean, if you buy a $300,000 house and you pay it off over 25 years, you only pay $600,000. That's still probably a ripoff, but it is 25 years. What about you borrow $3 billion and you pay back over $100 billion? And none of it fixes anything. You see, this is an anti-free market economy. It's a predatory, vulture capitalist, crony capitalist economy. Now, I got stopped this weekend by not one, not two, but three people saying, what about Donald Trump? And he's the big topic. And we did a report on the Nightly News 4 days ago, and I covered it a little bit this week. But we'll get into Donald Trump. Not that he really matters, but the story itself shows how the media operates. Because I don't trust Donald Trump. But what he said about, very clearly, a five-year-old could understand it, about Mexico's exporting its criminals here, that's admitted. And they're calling that racist. Kind of like not wanting Obamacare's racist or not wanting to be run over by trucks racist. But first, we're going to look more at the aftermath of Greece with Paul Watson from England.
Measles is activating on a mass scale, now due to the vaccines and iron poisoning. All symptoms, disease, and deaths are due to measles and iron, not just rash and flu-like symptoms, as the officials claim. Measles requires a host with iron to replicate. Iron intake is at an unprecedented level. Deaths and hospitalizations are set to soar now in 2015. This is the extermination plan, people. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. UnveilingThem.com. Unveilingthem.com.
So Mark and his wife came over to see my wife and me, and he began talking about the 4th of July, Independence Day, you know? And he said Guns80.com is having a really awesome special for the 4th of July. Celebrate your independence with the pistols now. The pistol kit's $4.99. That's right, $4.99. And the Hillary special is back by popular demand. You remember? 230 round mags, all that. Guns80.com. Guns80.com. Go. Guns80.com. Now. Go now.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007.
And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The Texas Attorney General is facing indictment charges. State police have been investigating him after Travis County and the Democrats and the Public Integrity Office. That's a joke. Called for an investigation, and a grand jury is set to hear the evidence to indict the attorney general. And I've gone and looked at what the supposed evidence is, and it's the same thing with Tom DeLay and the rest of it. The way they write securities laws at the state and federal level, anyone involved in stock trading or selling any type of instrument is breaking laws. There's just no way, and I'm not defending him because he's a Republican. The guy has been really trying to get our power plants turned back on. He has been trying to get our gold back. He advised the governor to ask for the $1 billion of gold back from New York. He's been really trying to fight to shut down third trimester abortion clinics. And this is the Justice Department, basically, from what I've been told and intel we've got, is has basically infiltrated the state police and is taking the state of Texas over. I mean, this is a they'll probably indict the governor next. I mean, just get ready. This is just the country we live in. They'll probably knock on wood and set me up. Then it'll be everybody else after that matter. You'll have to try to get out of the country. You've ever crossed these crooks. I mean, they're just taking us down. And most people are joining with Sauron. They're just making that decision. And, I mean, he might have done something, but it just, you know, Dinesh D'Souza just got out of prison for doing stuff that Hillary Clinton literally does a million times more. Hillary takes money from dictators when she's the head of the State Department to then take the restrictions off to sell them millions in weapons. And then Dinesh D'Souza goes to a party, a political party, and gets his friends to give money to a senator. And they went, well, technically, you weren't officially a PAC, so you didn't fill out the forms. You're going to jail. What a load of bull. A guy that wrote speeches for Ronald Reagan, helps kids, never had a criminal record, and he makes a movie bigger than Michael Moore, so they throw him in prison. If they threw Michael Moore in prison on trumped-up charges, if Bush did, I'd come out and defend him, and I don't like him. I mean, this is dangerous, folks. That's why Congress goes along with all this tyranny, because they're scared. They have appointed leaders in Greece. They have appointed leaders in Italy. They've been appointing leaders in other countries. The EU has an unelected bureaucracy that makes the decisions. The EU Parliament is ceremonial and can only make recommendations. England never voted, the UK never voted to enter the EU under the Maastricht Treaty, which was secret at first, but they did. Just like we're going under TPP, that's secret. This government has been taken over by foreign interests. That is not rhetoric. That actually happened. And now the people all the world are waking up. Greece has voted 60%+, and they still haven't counted all the votes, but they say it's a done deal. Stock markets globally are already going down over this, because here's the deal. They want to feed all wealth into these six central banks, or they threaten to bring down the whole world economy. Well, they're bringing it down anyways. Do you understand it's Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and a couple other big banks that are pretty much foreign-owned that are lobbying? They're the ones funding transgender education. They're the ones funding open borders. They're the ones funding taking your guns. They're the ones that own the media, creating race war. It's not just Soros. It's the Ford Foundation and Carnegie that are financing stuff, you know, attack the police and all this bull. And the cops run around arresting patriots all day, scared to death, following orders. It's about intimidating them into submission. It's a takeover, folks. Do you understand Soros and others finance overthrows of governments all the time? Ukraine was the last one. And what you see in Syria and Egypt and Libya. I mean, we have bad people in control. Really wicked. Really bad. And now Texas is starting to do things with elected, clean statesmen who know what's going on. And the globalists know they know. So they're going to start indicting everybody. And by the way, they'll indict them even if they backed off, because the globalists don't care. They hate anybody good. Now, Paul Watson joins us for this segment and the next. He is actually in Europe reporting. He's normally in London. He's actually on the continent of Europe reporting for us, so he can get video and photos in the next few days if these bank runs spread. But there have been a lot of threats, Paul, by the globalists. They'll shut Greece down, won't allow food to be imported, and engage in war crimes. Embargoing food is a war crime under the Geneva Convention. That is in the Financial Times. They may embargo food. And the images of people only able to get 22 euros out a day. 70% of Americans believe the news media is intentionally biased. Well, it's a lot worse than that. And they've got us all obsessing on Donald Trump right now, not on this, but this affects the entire world right now. Official projection shows no winning in Greek referendum to not have the fourth bailout, because there's no way to even pay it. It like puts huge taxes on tourism designed to kill them, designed to shut them down. Greece, no vote to spark haven rush as Europe slips. Greek banks prepare plan to raid deposits to avert collapse. That's the Financial Times of London, not Alex Jones. I told you that was coming. They're getting bail-ins ready here, where they just take the money out of your account. This is global government by the banksters. Trillion-dollar stock managers see chaos on Greek no vote. Bloomberg. Greek pollsters forecast narrow no win. Yep, they were correct. That's just some of the news up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And, of course, DrudgeReport.com is covering it as well. Let's look at Drudge. Euro falls after Greek votes. Banks prepare to raid deposits. Panic residents stock up on essentials. Quadrant of crisis threatens Europe's core. We're going to go over that article. Merkel, Hollande call for summit. Brussels weighs next steps. It's impossible to ever pay it back. They know it. And they want to bring out of this crisis new EU powers to rule by fiat over the states. They set up the euro to bring in a crisis to consolidate power. Paul Joseph Watson reporting from Europe, from France precisely. We're going to probably send him to Greece in the next few days. Paul Joseph Watson joins us again in France on his way to Greece. Paul Watson, tell us what you've got coming up.
Well, I think the key point here, Alex, is it's a crushing defeat for global government, as you said. And, you know, I've been writing about this for the past couple of weeks, again, on InfoWars. And not many Americans are interested. You know, the articles get 200 comments, maybe, in comparison to the usual, you know, 800, 900, 1,000 that we get. But as you said, this is a major issue. And we have to remember that this shutdown of the Greek banks, which occurred over the past week, was not a decision by the Greek government. It was forced on them by the Troika, and we can get into the fallout.
You'll have the floor when we come back, and we'll look at the quadrant of crises that are threatening Europe's core. Because believe me, this is going to move into the U.S., this is going to move into the rest of the world. The very bankers that have maneuvered us this position will use it as a power grab. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning.
The anatomy of a inverted reality. In the next segment, we're going to look at the whole controversy with Donald Trump, saying that Mexico and the rest of the world are importing their criminals here. Fidel Castro, back in the early 80s, publicly ordered the criminals dumped on boats and sent here. It'd be like if you said that the sun came up in the morning, and that's racist. But this is the triumph of political correctness. Because a lot of weak-minded people then go, yeah, that's outrageous. I need to say it's great that they just released another 36,000 violent felon illegals for rape, arson, armed robbery, assault with deadly weapons, you name it. In fact, I meant to send it in yesterday. It was even on CNN. The headline, man deported five times, arrested for murder. And he's a crazy killer from Mexico. And he just went to the boardwalk in San Francisco and just shot a guy's daughter for fun. And I couldn't believe it when CNN actually reported on it. Because I see this stuff every day in my stacks, local news around the country. Yeah, there it is. Man arrested in connection with San Francisco killing had been deported several times, officials say, Fox News. Yeah, it was five times. We go back to the CNN. Oh, look, CNN's changed the headline since I saw it yesterday morning. Imagine, he'd been deported five times for robbery, assault, you name it. There it is, have been deported five times. It's not illegal Mexican deported five times for violent crimes, and he went out and killed her probably because she was white. We got a bunch of new knockout game footage of veterans on canes and crutches being attacked by racist black people because they're white. And it's never in the national news because it doesn't fit with the narrative that whites are 25 times more likely. And you can, the numbers vary as high as 40. I say 12 sometimes. It's how you look at crime statistics. But you're 25 times more likely if you're white to be attacked by a black male. And I'm not attacking black people. It's just a fact. And I'm going to hold Paul the next time to talk about this because I'm just digressing right now. When I talk about the Donald Trump thing, because this ties into it. I mean, it's the inversion of reality, and it's the Democratic Party has successfully created vicious anti-white hatred when America is already majority-minority in most areas where people actually think shooting or killing white people is cute and funny, and when it happens, it's not even hardly in the news, but when it happens to black people, you think it's the end of the world. Well, you know what? I think it's the end of the world when anybody gets killed in cold blood. So that's all coming up. But the fact that we can't talk about every criminal in the world that's running, the best place is to come here. Just like if you commit murder, the best place to run is to Mexico, at least it used to be, because they didn't have extradition. I mean, nobody ever debated that bank robbers and people, I don't care what color they were, predominantly white in the old days, would run to Mexico. I mean, it just no one denies you run to another country when you've committed a murder. But it's racist to say that we have one of the biggest exoduses of criminals influxing into this country, committing every heinous crime you can imagine, and they're above the law, and nobody even knows their name, like that railway killer, mainly killed Hispanics. I said I'd cover it in the next segment. I'm going to get into the Donald Trump thing. Paul, I'm ranting. I apologize. Thank you for coming on Sunday evening. I know you're looking at going to Greece. You're one of our top reporters, and I really think to have you there reporting on the front lines would be a great thing. I personally am looking to going to Greece in the next few weeks if this continues to deteriorate. It's just too big a story. And imagine what's going to happen in the rest of the EU where it's still big news but not as big as it should be. And here, when the next big financial meltdown happens, you know, basically all the top experts we talk to say it's imminent. Ron Paul was on a few days ago, said the same thing. I hope they're all wrong. But all of the ingredients, the atmosphere, all of the indicators show that. Do you think that what do you expect to come out of this? Did the EU want Greece to default to get more power? You usually have got your finger on the pulse, Watson. What exactly is going on there?
Well, it was obvious that they expected a yes vote. You go from the start of this, really, to pick it up at the point where they closed the banks. I mean, a lot of people think that the Greek government made the decision to close the banks and restrict everyone to, you know, 60 euros a day. That wasn't the case. The Troika engaged in financial terrorism, according to the Greek finance minister, Yanis Varoufakis, who said, quote, "Why did they force us to close the banks? To instill fear in people, and spreading fear is called terrorism."
They were trying to, in fact, we have that clip, we can play it. They were trying to instill fear, very well said, and they're trying to also create instability where investors pull out of Greece so they can come in and buy it up cheaper. This is in the IMF World Bank documents that got leaked in 2002. They call it the IMF riot, Paul. And so explain to people what a troika is. It's ruled by three. We're ruled by the nine ring race, the Supreme Court, and their master, Obama the Sauron. But explain what a troika is, and that they're now announcing they're going to start just grabbing people's money out of their bank accounts. This is why they want the world on a cashless society, because then they'll rule everything.
Exactly. The Troika is the IMF, the ECB, and the Eurogroup finance ministers. And they ordered Greece to close the banks under threat of financial terrorism the exact same way, remember, back in 2008 and with the subsequent bailouts, that they threatened, you know, there would be martial law on the streets of America if Congress and the Senate didn't pass that bill for the bailout. So they used the exact same tactic, and they expected this to accomplish a yes vote. And you know that from what Goldman Sachs said before this vote took place. Goldman Sachs came out with an advisory and said, quote, "On balance, we see a yes outcome as more likely." And remember, this is what the media has been pushing for the last week. The inevitability of a yes vote was constantly pushed by the media because they thought the vote would be close, and by trying to control this narrative, they thought they could shift it over to yes very easily. It didn't turn out to be the case.
So this is a failure because they're not invincible. The euro was always meant to implode nation states and consolidate them, but is this an uncontrolled implosion, Paul?
Yeah, but just listen to what Goldman Sachs said before this vote. Quote, "The closure of the banks and resulting liquidity squeeze on the Greece private sector has served to concentrate voters' minds on the gravity of the situation, bringing the broader question of Greece's place in Europe to the fore, and thus ultimately favoring a yes vote."
So they admittedly terrorized them by destroying their markets and robbing their money and restricting what they could take out to, quote, focus their minds.
Yeah, you don't need to read between the lines very hard to know that that's basically them admitting that they forced them to close the banks to create the panic, as you said before, with this IMF riot. In fact, they expected more riots. Varoufakis, the Greek finance minister, gave an interview with Channel 4 where he made the point that it contradicted all the predictions that there would be civil unrest on the streets of Athens, on the streets of Greece, after they were forced to close the banks. It didn't happen. That's what the Troika wanted, because that would have made more people vote yes. As it turns out, it's 60-40. It's a landslide for the no's. This is basically the threat of a good example. Now France, Spain, England, all the other countries are going to look at getting out of the euro, and it's a major threat.
So the EU dictatorship is in trouble. Watson, finish up with us, then I want to get into the knockout game, which is basically attacking, in some cases murdering, white people, being considered a new liberal sacrament that must be protected as cultural.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So pretty exciting, and I love it. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
My eyes lead to the freeway.
And now the headlines around the world are the EU is on the brink of collapsing. Paul Joseph Watson is our guest. We have a clip here that is Greece's finance minister. The BBC carried the piece, breaking down the fact that either way, whether it passed or it didn't pass, the whole thing is a fraud. I think it's a powerful 1 minute, 38 second clip.
All that needs to happen is for the ECB to get a green light from us politicians in Europe, in the Eurogroup, that an agreement has been reached, and an agreement will be reached, whether a yes or a no comes up through the ballot box. If it's a yes, it will be a bad agreement. The banks will open with a bad agreement, and you'll be back here discussing with my successor, because it won't be me, the terrible negotiations that will begin again under a very similar circumstance.
So is that saying you will step down?
If a no wins, we are going to have another agreement which will be viable, along the lines of proposals made to us in the last few days. This is the terrible thing about Europe. We have a very bad system of governance in Europe. This is not a way to run a monetary union. This is a travesty. It's a comedy of errors for 5 years now. Europe has been extending and pretending, and we said no to this. The program that they've imposed upon this country, and which they want to continue imposing the same logic here, is going to go down in economic history as the greatest cock-up ever. What we're saying to the Greek people is this. Here's a proposal by institutions. We consider this to be a bad proposal, but it's up to you to decide whether we accept it or not. What does this mean? It means that if they say yes, we will go through with this proposal. We will make sure that it passes through Parliament House.
You will. You and your government.
What I said was, we will make sure that the people's verdict is respected. That doesn't mean I'm going to be the Minister of Finance. I'm not going to be the Minister of Finance because I cannot put my signature on an agreement which I consider to be non-viable and quite catastrophic, both for Greece and for the Eurozone.
But see, it's meant to be catastrophic for the Eurozone and Greece. It was designed to suck countries dry and then out of the collapse of the three global unions. This is the trilateralist plan. We've known this since they set it up in the 70s. Out of the collapse comes the world government. And people always say, this is horrible, it doesn't work. If you jack up taxes on tourism, it'll kill what Greece has left. That's the plan. And then no one ever discusses that most of the debt is global derivatives that the countries have been signed on to. Paul Watson.
Well, yeah, and if you look at the dates, Greece would have been on the hook for this, for these austerity measures, this VAT, high taxes, until at least 2045, if not beyond. So they would have just been kicking the can down the road over and over again with these huge debt payments. Their economy wouldn't have recovered. But going back to the referendum, Varoufakis also said, he basically outlined the fact that the EU, the Troika, were horrified, absolutely horrified that the Greek people would even be given the vote in the first place. He said, quote, the very idea that government would consult its people on a problematic proposal put to it by the institutions was treated with incomprehension and often disdain bordering on contempt by the Troika. So they were just flabbergasted that they would even dare to have this referendum in the first place. God forbid the cradle of democracy would put this to a vote to the people. So now they expected them all to vote yes because they engaged in financial terrorism and forced them to close all the banks. Now that it's a no landslide, they're basically running around like headless chickens. We've got JP Morgan now saying that this is going to lead to Greece's exit from the euro. It's going to provide a good example for other countries if their economy recovers, if they go back to the drachma. And now we've got other quotes from Eurogroup finance ministers who say they have no idea what to discuss after this stunning result. So their hubris, their arrogance clearly led them to believe that through media propaganda and financial terrorism, they could influence this vote. And Martin Armstrong, the economist, even suggested they may rig it to go yes. And it's gone completely the opposite way. They've completely been defeated, and now they're running around like headless chickens, not knowing what to do.
The biggest takeaway from this, Paul, and I want to get your takeaway, what you think is most important, but the biggest takeaway is we know how they're coming at us in the 21st century and in the near future in the UK, in the near future in Canada, the United States, and other areas. They're going to come after the savers. They're going to come after private pensions. They're going to grab all the cash we've got in the bank. They are going to embargo economic systems that are still viable to prop up an impossible to prop up 2.2 quadrillion global derivatives market when the most insolvent people in the world are the big six banks that are dominant because they created counterfeit instruments that make Bernie Madoff look like an angel at the pearly gates. It is just so crazy that they're the ones running the planet. They're the ones funding ISIS publicly. The big banks are in mainstream news owning the aircraft that ship the drugs around. I mean, they are just so darn criminal They want a global system with no borders, so they're above the law, while all of us live in squalor. I mean, they are just the scum of the earth, while they work around the clock to, quote, keep economies from overheating. That means from creating new wealth, and economies growing so fast they can't keep us in debt. They are the plague. What is your biggest takeaway from this, and what do you expect to see now in Europe? Because we've now seen Iceland out in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, and now we've seen Greece say no. The right-wing media that's not right-wing, that's controlled opposition, fascist, just like the left is fascist, controlled opposition. It's the same poison, just different flavors of Kool-Aid. I guess one's grape and one's cherry, or one's coconut and one's apple. I mean, it's all poison. And it's got the same cyanide in it. And they're going, these lazy commie Greeks, pay your debt. It's not their debt in almost every case. We've seen the excuses for grabbing money out of bank accounts in the bail-in in a nearby island to Greece just a few years ago. So we see this continuing over and over again, Paul. And, of course, I'm talking about Cyprus.
Yeah, and remember in Cyprus, the so-called haircut, which is the biggest euphemism I've ever heard, was on deposits over 100,000 euros. They took 30%, 37% on deposits over 100,000 euros. In Greece, they were talking about taking roughly the same amount on deposits over 8,000 euros.
Good God.
So that wasn't even, people who were, moderately successful lower middle class. That was anybody with basically any savings whatsoever.
And let's be clear, the very same oligarchs, technocrats, in their own words, run this country. They will run the exact same plays on us and have got the government and the media up there acting like all this is legitimate, getting us ready for the gang rape. So I hate to use a gross analogy, but they are trying in the media to get us ready for this, and are trying to bring out the bottles of lubrication.
Yeah, and remember, there were prominent people within the EU saying, how dare you canvass the Greek people? We're just going to install another technocratic government that's directly answerable to us, that doesn't even represent the Greek people. They don't even vote for it. And again, that is the model, not only for Europe, but for America as well, for the North American Union. Installed technocrats that we no longer even vote for, no matter the fact that they're already corrupt and it's, a revolving door between, the corporate oligarchy and government. But we don't even get a chance to vote for them anymore. They're just directly installed by the Troika, by the global central banks. That's their model for the world, and that's what Greece has been all about.
Paul, I know that you're on the continent of Europe right now, and it's about 10 or 11 at night. But stay there for a couple more segments because I want to get your take on what they're distracting us with in the West. Because, again, it's bigger than Donald Trump. By demonizing him for saying the truth, what precedent does it set? We're going to play clips, go through it all, Jeb Bush's response, look at election 2016 coming up with Paul Watson joining us from Europe. I'm Alex Jones from deep in the heart of Texas, InfoWars.com. We have free shipping on books, videos, Patriot apparel, high-quality nutraceuticals, shortwave radios, everything, hundreds and hundreds of items at InfoWarsStore.com in the month of July, and your purchase funds the tip of the spear in the InfoWar.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.